Bob Almanac today. It is Wednesday. It's May 14th. We have an Almanac salute here.
The starting lineup, there is Rich Rollins, the amazing rookie from the Minnesota Twins who will lead it off for the American League. Rich Rollins.
Rich Rollins. Was that Joe Garagiola?
Kind of sounded like him.
1962 MLB All-Star Game.
God, he would have almost still been playing.
He was an All-Star. Rich Rollins.
Third baseman.
Twins third baseman. Passed away yesterday at the Yes. I always got him and Rich, because there are two Riches. There was Rich Reese and Rich Rollins.
Right.
Rich Reese was more of a first baseman on the other side, wasn't he?
Yes, and he was a left-handed hitter.
Yeah, so Rich Rollins passing away yesterday at the age of 87. He started the there were two Major League Baseball All-Star games that year, as you remember, in 62.
Yes.
And he started ahead of Brooks Robinson.
Whoa.
So you can tell just how good of a 1962, at least the first half of the season, one Rich Rollins had for the Twins.
Good, solid player.
In their second year. And I do believe he is part of that inning, like in 66. Twins still hold the record for the most number of home runs in an inning.
Yeah.
Didn't they go five? Was it five in a row?
I think it was 64 when they did that.
Oh, look it up.
Okay. I can look it up. But anyway, yeah, I think Rollins was in there. It was Rollins and...
Well, Killebrew, certainly.
Killebrew,
probably.
Allison.
Oliva.
Yeah, Allison.
Maybe
who else
were the power hitter? Jimmy Hall is a power
hitter.
Jimmy
Hall might have been in there, yeah.
How about Don Mincher, the guy who gave the Dodgers rude welcoming to the Northland in Game 1 of the World Series.
Jeez, right.
In 65. Would have been the previous year. So he passed away. Rich Rollins. I want to say it was 66,
okay.
But
well
you can look it up. This date in 1804, Lewis and Clark, they left. They hadn't met Sacagawea yet. They would meet Sacagawea later on, would they not?
They would.
I don't think they started
with
her. Well, yeah, they needed some help. Just like when the A-team came into town, they couldn't do it all themselves. They didn't have to find some help. They'll free the town from whatever oppression
was
going on.
It was 66, you are right.
So they left St. Louis on this date, 1804. How about 1878 this date?
What's you doing, Dad?
Got chapped lips out on the boat. Vaseline petroleum jelly helps take the sting out.
What you doing at, Roof?
Helping to keep my skin smooth with Vaseline petroleum jelly. Who needs fancy creams?
Yeah, who needs fancy creams when you just need some petroleum? Just throw some WD-40. How about some 10W-30 on there? Vaseline petroleum jelly sold for the first time. Became a registered trademark, Vaseline for petroleum jelly. Now, all petroleum jelly is just Vaseline. That's one of those trademarked terms. Like your Kleenex, your Velcro, and all these ones. Basically, if it's petroleum jelly, you just call it Vaseline.
Right.
And it's very good. Remember, who was the coach for the Giants? Remember when they would coach in cold weather situations?
Tom Coughlin, yes.
He would just lather on the Vaseline.
Right.
To help prevent from frostbite. Obviously,
yes.
He was prone to being frostbit. In 1878, we had Vaseline. 1897, Marconi. Not the sole inventor of radio, but he was one of the key cogs.
Yes.
One of the top guys there. Guglielmo Marconi. First communication by wireless telegraph. So the first radio signals.
Pretty impressive.
Were basically Morse code. Telegraph. And then eventually we got audio, and the rest is history. 1994.
All right. Tonight's top 10 list from the home office in Sioux City, Iowa. Now, this is not the list. Johnny, can I have the top 10 list?
Johnny Carson made his last TV appearance. Just a quick little cameo on The Late Show with David Letterman this day in 1994.
That's really cool.
He didn't even say anything. He just delivered the top 10 list.
It out.
Got a standing ovation. David had him sit behind the desk one last time, took a bow, and then left.
Never
and
said
then,
a word.
And then we never saw him on TV again before his death, just a few years later. So Johnny Carson, 1994 and 1998.
Didn't I tell you I wanted you to wear the cardigan? Makes me look older.
Look older? You think this is a game? Is that what you think this is? I'm trying to give you a moral compass. You have no moral compass. You're going to walk into that courtroom, and the jury's going to see a mean, nasty, evil George Costanza. I want them to see Perry Como. No one's going to convict Perry Como. Perry Como helps out a fat tub who's getting robbed. You think it's funny?
I can't believe Jackie Childs lost that case. The Seinfeld finale, the much-anticipated Seinfeld finale, appeared and aired on this date in 1998. Again, Kramer, Elaine, George, and Jerry were put on trial, and a lot of people didn't like the finale. I was okay with it, but the longer it goes, the more I like it. Just the kind of the quirky way that Jerry and Larry David decided to end that show. And it came to an end this date, 1998, and it's one of the top 10 most viewed finales, certainly.
Sure.
I don't know if it beat MASH. I'd have to look at the list. I'm sure we've looked at it before. We've got birthdays now. George Lucas. Oh, I need to mention yesterday, we had the anniversary of the first permanent English settlement. Remember that?
Yes, sure do.
Which was Jamestown.
Yeah.
And I got a note from my friend, the Blue Hornet, because I mixed up Jamestown, and I also mixed up Roanoke. Roanoke was the one that just disappeared.
Oh,
it was a settlement that disappeared. Because what part of permanent didn't I get? Although, he pointed that out. It did say permanent there, yeah. But how many things have the word permanent in them that really aren't permanent? Did you ever get a perm?
Yes.
You get a permanent in your hair? That's not permanent.
No,
that's not there forever. It lasts for a few weeks, maybe a few months, and the curls disappear. How about permanent marker? I've had that disappear before.
It does over time.
So that is that's my argument with the whole permanent thing. But yeah, Roanoke, Jamestown, two different settlements. Bob FM. George Lucas and Robert Zemeckis both celebrating birthdays today. They've given us a lot of great movies.
Good stuff, yes.
Robert Zemeckis. So George Lucas, 81, he's Star Wars, he's Indiana Jones, he's all that. Robert Zemeckis, Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, Polar Express. But of course, for me, it's Back to the Future.
For sure.
And those three for Robert Zemeckis. So Lucas, 81, Zemeckis, 73. David Byrne, 73 today.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the quirky lead singer of the Talking Heads. What are they doing?
Burning down the house.
It's a controversial song about insurance fraud, Neil.
Yes.
That's what that is all about. David Byrne, 73. Life is a highway, yes it is. And here's a guy who originally did the song, Tommy Cochran. Two country artists did it. You had Chris LeDoux and you had Rascal Flatts.
Sure.
Both with success with that song. Yeah. But Tom Cochran, he's a Canadian. He's 72.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
You know, did she ever get that kiss?
To my knowledge, no.
It would have been a drunken kiss.
Yes.
Joe Namath was not in a good spot during that interview. No. Susie Kolber, who was conducting that interview, longtime ESPN personality.
She's very good.
Happy birthday to her today. She is 61. Millie Vanilli. Girl, you know it's true. One half of the Robin Fab.
Yes.
The lip-syncing duo, Neil.
Yes, they are.
Had hits and won Grammys, and then had to give those Grammys back. Sadly, Rob took his own life. Fab is still with us. Fab Morvan, 59. First ever draft pick of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jerome Richardson, we knew him better as...
Pooh
Richardson. Yes, indeed. Drafted in, well...
89, was it?
No, he's not quite that old. No, he's not. He's not even 60 yet. He's 59.
Okay.
So he's gone. It's a shame. I would have liked to have seen that.
You must be Hela. I'm Thor, son of Odin.
Really? You don't look like him.
Perhaps we can come to an arrangement.
You sound like him.
She was Thor's sister and the daughter of Odin. Kate Blanchett.
Okay.
In Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Which was a good movie. I like Ragnarok. Kate Blanchett won a couple of Oscars for some other things as well.
She's done a lot of movies.
She was in most recently one that I just saw not too long ago called The Black Bag.
Okay.
That I've talked about. Yes. Black Bag. And she's 56.
Step one.
We can have lots of fun.
Step two.
Danny Wood, you heard him right there in step one. His voice, he was more there for the bass. He didn't sing lead on a lot of the New Kids on the Block songs, mm-hmm. Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Wood. Can you name any other of the New Kids on the Blocks? Maybe
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, no, the other one.
Oh,
Donnie Wahlberg was in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg was with the Fun Bunch, the Funky Bunch or whatever that was. Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch.
Yep.
Don't forget Jordan Knight.
I was close.
And today it's Danny Wood. Know your new kids. 56. Mark Zuckerberg, he's rich.
Yeah. Facebook
he's
guy.
He's a Facebook guy, Instagram guy. He's 41. And then Gronk.
But, Coach, you used to talk about Foxborough High School when we sucked. But now I know why you're so obsessed with Foxborough High School. You were scouting your new girlfriend.
That's from the Tom Brady roast. And you know, it's all good now because she left Belichick for Lou Holtz.
She needed somebody older?
And I guess she's got her eye on Bear Bryant.
Oh, my. Well,
as well.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski, tight end today, 36.
Interesting guy for sure. Gone but not forgotten today. It's a red letter day for us. One of our personal favorites. We call him Dick Deacon. He was Richard Deacon from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And, of course, Fred Rutherford on Leave It to Beaver. The great Richard Deacon, 1921.
I didn't like it so far.
It's a riot.
How would you know, Curly?
Will you please tell this person that I was not hired for this job to be the butt of his jokes?
Hey, whose jokes were you hired to be the butt of?
Say it with me. Shut up, Mel.
Shut up, Mel. He was told, nobody has been told more to shut up than Mel.
Mel Cooley.
And Mel Cooley, yes, in the Dick Van Dyke Show. Richard Deacon, 1921. Outstanding singer, 1936. Bobby Darin was born.
Cause I want girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to.
I just ran across a CBS morning feature where they talk to his son.
Where are you?
And I watched it. It was very good. You know, kind of a mini bio and everything about his heart issues and health issues and so forth.
Yes.
He wasn't supposed to. He was supposed to live into his 20s.
No. He did a little acting as well, but of course, Mac the Knife won him a Grammy. Born on this day, 1936, Bobby Darin. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Jack Bruce. He was a member of Manfred Mann and Cream, 1943.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going. In the sunshine of your love.
That's pretty good.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Ian Clapton there.
Yeah, and Cream. 1943 for that guy, Jack Bruce. And one more, our gone rapper of the day, Jim, Freaky Ta. Or is it Freaky Tay? I think it's Freaky Ta. He was, of course, with the Lost Boys. Born on this day, 1971. Sadly, all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thong with John Anderson, Swangin', Darned If I Don't, Danged If I Do, Shenandoah, or Colin Ray, Anyone Else?
We're going to do some swangin'.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIL River. KLCI HD1 Albany.